You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. You know, there's all sorts of stuff that's happening with AI these days. And I think some things are probably mislabeled as AI that aren't, but they might be derivatives of it. The funny thing about it is I saw something else over the last couple of days where these people were talking about how I hate AI, I'll never use AI. And you just have to laugh because they are using it every day and they just don't know it.
Mm-hmm. It's in everything now.
It's in everything.
It's in everything.
So to say I'm never going to use AI, well, I hate to break this to you, but you've been using it for years.
You ever use GPS or, you know, spell check?
Yeah, exactly.
The coolest thing I saw over the weekend with AI, they're testing it out in Dubai, and I'm sure it'll make its way here, but AI gas pumps now, where it's machine learning. Okay. That when cars pull up, it's identifying now where your gas door is, and this little machine comes out from the gas pump, goes down, opens your door, and another one comes down with the hose, fills it up, and then pulls back, pulls the hose back, shuts your little door, and says, thank you, you can go on your way. So they've got AI gas pumps now. Yeah, you don't even have to get out.
Huh.
I was like, that's pretty neat, actually. Be great for cold Colorado days.
Well, there
Sit
is
in your
that.
Car, yeah.
Well, AI could be coming soon to a grocery store near you. Well, it's already in the grocery store, but specifically with new AI-powered shopping carts. And I was watching a video of one of these. The idea behind this is that the shopping cart has a little screen on the front of it. It's a touch screen, and it'll keep track of your own personal shopping list. You just download your own little shopping list into it, and it's right there on the cart in front of you. The cart has its own little scale to weigh your produce.
Cute.
It has a scanner so that as you pick something up off the shelf, put it in your cart, you boop, scan it and put it in. Then when you show up at the register, you don't have to take everything out of your cart and put it on the little conveyor belt. The person at the register just accesses what the cart has rung up.
Sure, yeah.
And
charges
you can
your
even,
card.
You can even pay on the cart itself. Now, this is not brand new, they say, but this is the biggest rollout of it, and it's hitting a couple of different grocery chains, and it could be coming soon.
Ooh.
To a shopping store near you.
That's neat.
Speaking of technology and AI and robots, here's an interesting story. Let me read the headline to you. Study finds children now trust robots more than adults.
Uh-oh.
Well, so do I.
Except that story yesterday, or not yesterday, it was like Friday, talking about the Google searches telling you to eat rocks every day and put glue on your pizza.
Right.
That's when you don't want to trust a robot.
Yeah, well, if you want anecdotal stories about trusting adults, I can share a few of those with you, too.
Good one.
A new joint study by researchers in multiple countries found that little kids trusted robots more than adults, and it had to do with the kids watching videos of robots doing certain things and adult humans doing certain things, and the kids were more likely to trust what the robot was doing than the human being. They were quicker to forgive a robot for making a mistake than a human being because they're more likely to think the human did it on purpose, and they're probably right.
How about that?
And then the one that will scare adults the most, maybe, researchers asked the kids who would they prefer to learn from and share secrets with. And that's right, the kids did not pick you, they picked the robot.
Well,
this is a science fiction movie, just all rolled into one story.
The most fun I've seen with my kids having fun with robots is when I tell them to do their math homework and I wander out of the room and then I'll come back in and my daughter will be very quietly up against the Alexa going, Alexa, what is 24 divided by 2?
That's right.
And she's got it turned way down and it tells her the answer. So I'm like, hey, no.
Hey, she learned quickly, didn't she?
Sure
she
did.
Learned how to
don't
get
cheat.
Around things.
No cheating.
There's a Reddit thread that's going around about the most underrated skills that you can learn, because we know about the ones that are important that we're all supposed to learn, how to read, blah, blah, blah. But they started asking people on a thread, what are some underrated skills that you think everybody should learn? I don't think I have a beef with any of these. Obviously, they put first aid in there.
Sure.
How to swim, get it. How to cook, I get it.
Sure.
Basic home and car maintenance, yes. How to unclog a toilet, yes. I mean, if you can't, then I would just call Plumline.
Boom.
Gotcha. How to read a nutrition label.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, look around. I mean,
ain't no labels being read. Read. Readed. Ain't no labels being readed, you guys.
Yeah. Just ignored is probably more accurate. But and then people put some pretty funny stuff, too, like how to beat it when there's an awkward silence. That's pretty funny. Reading social cues. That's pretty good. And learning how to say no.
Oh, that's a good one.
We did a segment on our show one time about that, and that is a really solid one. Anyway, what else is trending?
A day dedicated to one of everybody's favorite breakfast foods. It's National Egg Day today. A day dedicated to the egg. Number one, far and away, the way that people like their egg prepared, scrambled. Scramble that biatch up, man. I love me some scrambled eggs. Now, do you put the splash of milk in there before you scramble them?
When I do an omelet.
Yeah, I do it all the time. It makes them just a little bit fluffier, so I'm all about that. Then it goes on to a bunch of egg stats today, which nobody cares about. The one controversial thing in my house regarding the eggs is, you have to tell me if you do this, is after I crack them, I'll be right there at the stove. I crack it on the side of the pan, plop it in. I take the shell and put it right back in the carton. So by the end of it, I've got 12 empty eggs by the time the carton is done. I don't toss them in the trash or anything. I crack, boom, put it in the carton. Crack, put it in the carton. I don't throw them away. And Knick Knack thinks that's disgusting.
That's the way
I've always done it.
In our house, it's the other way around. I throw them away.
You throw the good ones away? No. You do what?
I throw the shells away. Gretch puts them in the carton.
Yeah, right back in the carton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different strokes, you guys. Hey, Jennifer Lopez has canceled her This Is Me live tour, claiming that she needs to spend more time with her children, her family, and her close friends. But we discussed this last week. Ticket sales were in the toilet. They were in that clogged toilet that you need to learn how to unclog.
Yeah, what she needs to do is spend more time not being embarrassed by crappy ticket sales.
Yeah, so I think that's part of it. And then this whole Ben Affleck back and forth again, and them fighting and divorce rumors and blah, 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 blah. There was a video floating around this weekend of J-Lo and Ben Affleck fighting in their car. And what they did is they pulled up some lip readers, some couple young ladies that were deaf. And they were deciphering what they were saying in the car
what
with their back
saying?
And forth. Just a lot about, you know, this is life, this is life, this is the way things go, things like that. So it wasn't anything really juicy, just your typical
marital
argument, it seemed like.
I saw that they were making a big deal out of the fact that when paparazzi snapped photos of them, they weren't giving each other a kiss like a kiss goodbye. They were doing the air kiss on the side of the cheek.
They're going to get divorced. They sure are. In case you were concerned about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul match, Dom, or as they're calling it, the Mike Tyson-Glass Joe match, if you're familiar with the 1987 Mike Tyson game, postponed, Dom. Postponed because he had that ulcer flare-up, so now he can't do any training. This Friday, they're supposed to announce a new date for that pay-per-view battle. And old school kids.
I played that video game with my son when he was young. Was that called Punch Out?
Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Glass Joe is the first guy that you would fight in that game. And so they're comparing Jake Paul to Glass Joe. So everybody's calling it the Mike Tyson.
That's
Glass
funny.
Joe. It's pretty good. You're soon going to be able to watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why not? I guess it's coming to the free streaming service Pluto TV. And they're going to have a dedicated Mr. Rogers channel. There are 912 episodes, including specials. So he ran from 68 to 01. Very wholesome TV show, except the awkwardly named Mr. McFeely. That's my only beef with the Mr. Rogers show. And get this, I thought this was just lore, Dom. Old wives' tales. That the post office workers were bitten by dogs. Like, no, how often does that really happen? The U.S. Postal Service just released its annual report on dog attacks. They say more than 5,800 of their employees were attacked last year. And that's up about 500 from last year. So yeah. Dogs be biting the postal people.
Yeah, it averages something like 15 or 16 every single day of the year. I talked to a letter carrier back when I lived over by Cherry Creek State Park. I remember the letter carrier delivered from my neighborhood was the coolest guy. And I asked him one time about it. And he goes, oh, yeah, we carry this little spray thing. It's not mace, but it's something. Mm. He goes, I've been attacked a couple times.
You just keep your pockets full of dog biscuits and throw them in the air and run.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like my move when you're going to be mugged. You always keep the handful of dollar bills in your pocket. You throw them up in the air and you run.
Have you tried that?
Nobody's tried to mug me.
I wish somebody would.
That's the only
just
fatal
so
flaw.
Just try that out.
I'm going to go wander around 16th Street Mall today with a pocket full of dollar bills.
How many dollar bills you got in your pocket right now?
None right now because I'm not in a situation where I might be mugged. But if I'm wandering downtown.
You think Lone Tree is safe?
No, I just said I'm going to go down to 16th Street Mall.
Yeah.
Start causing some trouble.
You think Lone Tree is safe, so you don't have to worry about
it. That's right. If I'm walking through Park Meadows, it's no problem. No problem at all. They would actually look at my dollar bills and be like, nah. And walk away and be like, those aren't 20s.
Throw C notes in
the air. They would leave my money at the mall. The hottest trend in food right now is something called Swicy, which is also my rap name, DJ Swicy. It's the hit you with the spicy at first, and then you get the sweet aftertaste. Coca-Cola just launched some hot new drink, Coca-Cola Spiced or something, and they say it's going to be a permanent addition for now in their lineup. But Swicy is the big thing right now.
It's a thing? All right.
And then I'll give you one more thing talking about relationships today. The new term on the Instagrams is something called no launch. And that is not posting about your relationship at all. And it is a hot new thing right now. Where you get together with somebody and you don't post anything about your relationship. And I love this.
Right.
Because I don't GAF about what you guys are doing. I mean, God, we've been together for 6 months. Photo dump. Thank you, Instagram, for this new feature.
Clickbait.
Happy. Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Funny story floating around this weekend. Coming from a Turkish cosmetic clinic, they were posting before and after photos on their Instagram account. Pictures show a patient named Michael before and after a facelift, neck lift, fat removal, rhinoplasty, and hair transplant.
Oh, my God.
The after picture is a guy that looks easily 30 years younger, and everyone is like, we are being so trolled right now. And there's another one with a woman. I mean, they do the side-by-sides, and then you're like, there's no way that's the same person. But they're trying to tout that this is how great their plastic surgery
is.
So
great.
You can see the before and after photos on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.